Nashville Police Chief John Drake says the school shooter legally bought 7 firearms in recent years and hid the guns from their parents before Monday's attack at a Christian school where the suspect killed 3 9-year-old children and 3 adults. The head of the school, a substitute teacher, and the longtime custodian.
And we've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally. They were legally purchased. 3 of those weapons were used yesterday during this horrific tragedy.
Police responded quickly and shot dead the 28-year-old suspect, Audrey Hale, who also went by the name of Aiden. Authorities say Hale was not on their radar before the attack. Police Chief Drake said Hale was under a doctor's care for an undisclosed emotional disorder.
The parents felt that she should not own weapons. They were under the impression that was when she sold the one weapon that she did not own anymore. As it turned out, she had been hiding several weapons within the house.
Police said Hale, who was transgender, may have been resentful of the Christian school which they had had to attend. In any case, Tennessee does not have a red flag law which allows police to take firearms away from people who threaten to kill themselves or others. Police said Hale did not specifically target their victims during the shooting. Hale was armed with an AR-style rifle, AR-style pistol, and a handgun. Police said Hale had drawn a detailed map of the school, including potential entry points, and conducted surveillance of the building before carrying out the massacre. At a North Carolina event on the economy, President Biden again urged Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, saying the children killed Monday should still be with us.
As a nation, we owe these families more than our prayers. We owe them action. You know, we have to do more to stop this gun violence, ripping communities apart, ripping apart the soul of this nation. To protect our children so they learn how to read and write instead of duck and cover in a classroom.
House Democrats echoed Biden's call for stronger gun safety laws. Jennifer McClellan is a Virginia Democrat.
We've been debating parental rights here and across the country. The number one right parents should have is the ability to send their children to school and not worry about if they'll come back.
But in Tennessee, laws are about to become even more lax. A federal judge has cleared the way to drop the minimum age for Tennessee residents to carry handguns publicly without a permit to 18, just 2 years after a new law set the age at 21. In 2019, Republican Governor Bill Lee told religious leaders he believed if Tennesseans prayed to God to favor the state, God would answer those prayers, including prayers to avoid school shootings. Meantime, Los Angeles Congressman Ted Lieu heaped scorn on congressional Republicans. Lieu noted that the Republican-controlled House Judiciary Committee, on which he serves, postponed a hearing on legislation to weaken rules on the use of pistol braces.
Now, why would they do that? If they honestly believe, as they say, that arming more Americans with more guns, more AR-15s, more pistol braces would make us safer, they would have held a hearing and had that as a solution. But they didn't do that. They ran away. They ran away and they're hiding because they know that the talking points they're spewing are simply not true. Cowards.
Referring to the Nashville shooting, Republican Judiciary Committee Leader Jim Jordan told the online publication The Hill that he postponed the hearing because, quote, Democrats were going to turn this tragic event into a political thing. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.